when everybody gets in a room together, we all kind of go, oh, yeah, you're wondering kind of how it's done and what we do and how to do it better. And, you know, we're serious when we talk about let's make the whole industry stronger. Like, this is how we're going to do it. That is the voice of, well, me today on the podcast. Hi, I'm Joel Pilger. Today is Tuesday, February 6th. Today, Tim Thompson and I are giving you all the details on the upcoming Creative Entrepreneurs Conference in New York City. That's our topic today on the Rev Thinking podcast, where we believe the best way to deal with the future is to create it.
Welcome to Rev Thinking. RevThink leverages years of experience and practical wisdom to help owners of top creative studios, so you don't have to choose between following your passion and running your business. Now here are your hosts, Joel Pilger and Tim Thompson.
Thank you, Jane, for the ever lovely introduction. Hey guys, I will be joined by Tim Thompson shortly, but first, let me just answer your question. What is Creative Entrepreneurs? Well, it's a partnership between RevThink and Promax BDA that is a series of conferences focused on agency owners to help them run their businesses and drive them forward towards their goals. Now, by owners, I mean principals, partners, executives running production companies, motion design studios, even sound design companies in the entertainment, marketing, and promotion space. Well, Creative Entrepreneurs launched last June at the Promax BDA conference in New York. Our next event then happened in October at the Terranea Resort in Los Angeles. Now, that was a full day, and our topic was sales. So I know if you missed it, you're bummed. That's too bad, because we did have a killer day and got a great response, especially from all those owners that were inspired by the community of their peers. But the good news is we're continuing our series with another one-day conference. This one is focused on marketing and positioning in the creative agency. Now, in addition to myself and Tim Thompson, the room will be full, of course, of other agency owners, and we have two special guest experts joining us, namely Will Travis and John Young. Both of them have graciously agreed to come and lend us their insights. So join us. I invite you to come February 22nd. It's at the Crosby Street Hotel in New York. It's an amazing venue. You can check out full details and register at promaxbda.org. Just click on the Creative Entrepreneurs tab. And I can't wait to see you in just 2 weeks in New York City.
Here we go again, Joel. We have another Creative Entrepreneurs Conference coming in just a couple of weeks, February 22nd in New York City.
I know, conference number two. Yeah, super exciting.
Oh, it's so great. And the original conference we had back in June was just the beginning of the conversations we had when we went into the Terranea conference in October in Los Angeles. I just feel like the body of people that are showing up, the questions that are being asked, the conversations that we're starting, and then the processing of the topic, sales, was the topic we picked up in October. All of that coming together is just creating a great community around this Promax BDA group.
Yeah, it's awesome to see all these owners and principals of agencies coming together in one room. And of course, for number two, now we get to talk about marketing and positioning, which dovetails nicely from the conversation in October all about sales.
Yeah, you know, when we started first talking to Steve Kazanjian about the need inside of Promax and how we could help facilitate some solutions for him, the thing he picked up on most was developing a community of agency owners. He knew that Promax satisfied a certain need for agency owners and meeting clients and presenting their work, but to be able to create a group of people that can process topics together was something he imagined. And when we put our thoughts and minds together, creating this partnership with Promax and creating the Creative Entrepreneurs Conference with them, I really feel like we're achieving that goal one step at a time.
Thank you, Steve. That's all I have to say. Because, yeah, Steve is, he's been such a great advocate. I mean, obviously, as an agency owner himself, he totally gets it. And when I, you know, first started this conversation with him, also as a former agency owner myself, we both agreed, oh, yeah, this is long overdue.
So this one's about marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, which, you know, it's it's just what you love, Joel. I don't know what else to say. You could talk about marketing all day long. Just tell me, like, real quickly, why you love marketing so much.
I think it's because people confuse marketing with sales, and it's kind of the same thing. And I've learned, not only through my years of being an agency owner, but of course working with firms across the industry, marketing is definitely not only its own thing, but there's so much opportunity and potential to nail it and to move your business forward if you can master some of these key concepts in marketing.
So marketing is a problem that needs to be solved. Can you tell me what the root is? Like, what is the actual thing that agency owners deal with when it comes to marketing?
Yeah, I think it's that, first of all, marketing and sales are actually very different. And that at the center of marketing is positioning, right? It's what does your firm stand for? How are you positioned in the industry? How are you perceived? And how do you get that message out in the industry in a way that's consistent with your goals? You know, not just your business, but even your career goals.
Well, now you're speaking my language, because I think that most people get into business in order to achieve something in their career. And they live out that day-to-day practice of running a business, and they often forget to put those goals forward. And what you're saying is it could start with marketing. You can solve that problem first in positioning yourself and getting the message out in your marketing.
Yeah, for sure.
So I always thought that what agencies had to deal with when it came to marketing was simply trying to get their agency known to their clients. Moving what you like to say, moving from the unaware to the aware. Is that part of marketing?
Yeah, that's part of it, but that's not all of it by any means.
So when we look at an agency and we look at their website and we see the message they have on their website, you're saying you have to go beyond just that kind of presentation.
Yeah, because I think there's certain techniques or practices that maybe worked a decade ago, right? Like what Robert Blatchford calls the wallpaper strategy of, I'm just going to put up all my best work, and then, you know, people are going to infer from that what we do and what we stand for and whether or not we're a good fit for their project. And that's just not working anymore because the marketplace is really crowded and the industry's moving on.
But we're still looking for those face-to-face meetings. We're still trying to get the work in front of people. So things like conferences, award ceremonies, you know, email blasts, that's still part of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. But of course, there's a lot of, but how do we take that to the next level? How do we actually stand out using those techniques? And, you know, what if you want to move into a new market, you know, a new vertical? You want to go sell into a completely new space. There's this default of like, okay, well, maybe if we just get the right rep, or if we get the right PR firm, right? These are all these sort of traditional go-tos. And those aren't always the best answers.
Right. I've seen a lot in my career that companies who try to change the vertical, try to get into a new market, or even simply try to reposition themselves with their current client to go after the larger projects, often think the solution is going outside their company to a rep or a PR firm. And not that they can't help, but there really is work to do inside that company first.
Sure. And I think it's super common, right, that like a lot of our clients are always trying to upgrade their client base. You know, we want bigger projects, which means better clients. But how do we go back to our older clients and reposition ourselves so that instead of always being the $20,000 to $30,000 project, you know, solution, that we can present an offering to them for those $50,000 and $100,000 and $1 million projects? I mean, that's a very big question of, are you positioned to do that? And how do you communicate that? How do you actually make progress reaching out to all of your clients and even all those unaware people out there to try and bring in those opportunities?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I think will be a benefit of people in the room at the Crosby Street Hotel in February will be the opportunity to explore that conversation with a group of peers. Because I know that you and I are really now focusing a lot on those conversation starter campaigns. If it's the email campaigns to start conversations or the listening campaigns from client to client, I feel like this is like an intensive day where people can begin those conversations right there on the floor and even try to understand what that means, what the conversations might look like, and what benefits can come out of those conversation starter campaigns.
Well, do you remember after the conference at Terranea in October, how the cocktail hour that we did afterwards, there were so many people coming up to us like, this room full of other people, like, this is so cool. Why has this never happened until now? Just seeing that sense of community build and the people in the room being candid and really sharing and giving each other feedback and challenging one another. That was, you know, frankly, a big surprise to me. I knew it would be cool, but everyone consistently had such great feedback about that aspect of it.
Yeah, there is something unique about being in a room full of other agency owners. I don't think it happens very often, mostly because we're working day to day on our own company and the competition seems pretty fierce. So it's not a place that people go and have coffee with their competition on a weekly basis or monthly basis, even yearly basis. They might see each other once or twice a year.
But I think the pleasant surprise is, as an owner, you might think it's really awkward, uncomfortable to reach out to a fellow owner and invite them to coffee. But guess what? He or she is thinking the same thing about you, right? But when everybody gets in a room together, we all kind of go, oh, yeah, you're wondering kind of how it's done and what we do and how to do it better. And, you know, we're serious when we talk about, let's make the whole industry stronger. Like, this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah. So some of what we have going on in February. So I'll just say what the some details about the event here.
Perfect.
So beyond the opportunity of just gathering together in February, and again, the event is happening on February 22nd, the Crosby Street Hotel, and we're partnering with Promex BDA to do it. So anyone interested can sign up at the promexbda.org website. Just look under events. But beyond the other agency owners and you and I, we're also bringing in other guest experts to be part of the conversation that day.
Yeah, we found it really valuable starting back at the main conference in June and then at Terranea as well, that bringing in outside guest experts is really cool because they bring in different points of view. They may not be right in the center of the Promex BDA space or universe. Let's tell our audience who our guest experts are for this event coming up on the 22nd.
Yeah. Case in point, the one I approached was Bill Travis. He's the executive chairman at Sidley. He actually spoke at our June conference, but it was such a short time. I feel like we barely got to know him or hear what he had to say. And what I like about Will is he understands what it means to be an agency owner. He's the former president of Attic. So he understands the challenge of agency ownership. And he also through Sid Lee deals with marketing of large corporations. So he has a marketing mind, dealing with, large brands, through his agency at Sid Lee. So I've really challenged him with presenting some ideas of what it means to be doing marketing into the future and what it might take to accomplish some of those goals and objectives that the agency owners have in the room and kind of share some of his history and success stories on what made the difference in his career.
Yeah, I mean, how fun will it be to sit and pick Will's brain about, okay, these are what some of the most forward-looking brands are doing with marketing, with positioning. So how can we take that and translate it into our agencies and the way that we brand and position ourselves. So that's going to be a really great conversation.
And then you approached John Young, the founder and managing partner at J-Fly Partners.
Yeah, so John Young is, in addition to being the founder and managing partner at J-Fly Partners, he is formerly a VP at Comcast. But the other cool thing about John is he's a board member at Promex BDA. So John really understands the Promex world. He understands the client side, the agency side. But what's going to be really interesting about John is he had the role at Comcast of being on the client side, talking to agencies, but really the traditional ad agencies, the ones that are coming in and really pitching large integrated campaigns, 360 degree campaigns, retainers, long-term engagements, solving that sort of those sorts of problems. So he's going to bring a really great perspective on how do we take some of those best practices and some of that wisdom and apply it to our agencies in the Promax BDA space.
So we just want to invite anyone who's listening to join us for the Promax event. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to the promaxbda.org website, click under the banner that says events, and the event we're talking about is Creative Entrepreneurs. The conference is on February 22nd at the Crosby Street Hotel in New York City, and sign up happens all the way up until the event date. If I remember right, you just have to get a hold of Gabby at Promax, and she will put you on the list. There is a fee to join the conference for that day. Helps cover costs and food and so on, because there is lunch provided and there's a cocktail hour provided at the end of the day.
And for those of you that have been to the Crosby Street Hotel, you know it's a super killer venue to have a full day conference like this. So many thanks to Promax for setting this up. Obviously, Gabby plus Max and Stephen and Stephen Kazanjian, of course, most of all. Just want to say thanks to those guys for all their support and helping pull everything together behind the scenes. I'm especially looking forward to that that networking reception at the end of day. That's always the probably most satisfying part of the day, when everybody's really reflecting on the questions we've asked and the answers we've been batting around, and of course that sense of community we keep talking about.
Yes, and thank yous wouldn't be complete without thanking Bill Sewell and his team at WireDrive for sponsoring the event once again.
Yes.
They were such a cheerleader the last time around. They helped get the message out. Bill was part of the conversation. And I know that it's really deep in his heart to support and care for the creative entrepreneurs also. And finding ways of helping them as part of his mission and supporting us is really, really helpful along the way. So thanks to Bill and his team as well.
Yeah, then they're like the perfect sponsor, because when we're talking about marketing, we're talking about sales, then, you know, WireDrive is definitely the one of those go-to tools that so many of us depend on. So thanks to Bill and WireDrive for sponsoring the event.
So we look forward to seeing people starting at 9:30 on the 22nd. Most likely we'll be in town and sharing some time on the 21st, the night before the event at the Crosby, just meeting up with folks. So if you're interested in doing that, you could always reach out to Joel or I. I am Tim at RevThink.com, and that's Joel at RevThink.com. And then if you're really sly, you want to catch me, you know I'll be at Saturdays getting coffee probably around 8:30 on Wednesday morning before the conference starts.
I can't wait for you to introduce me to that coffee shop, because you have quite the impeccable standards.
It's just one of my favorite. I love walking from my hotel straight there to Saturdays, you know, looking at the surf shop and getting some of that yummy coffee that they serve there. So I'll spoil you well.
Awesome. All right, Tim, looking forward to it. It's just 2 weeks away. So I'll see you and everyone else on the 22nd in New York.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Joel.
Thanks for listening to RevThinking. For more insights on running your creative studio or to ask us a question, visit RevThink.com.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at RevThink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at RevThink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.